Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you want to help your children stay active? Well, the way to do it is with Olympic hockey star Hillary Knight. She's going to give us great information on how we can keep our children active and maybe even get them to reach for the stars just a little bit. So, Hillary, how early in your life did you start playing sports?
I actually started when I was 2 years old, so right away.
Wow. And what did you do?
Well, I lived in California at the time, and coming from a huge ski family, my parents threw me off on skis and sort of forced me to go down the mountain. So that's my first sport.
That's fantastic. Now, I have two children, 9 and 12, and they both water ski and they both snow ski. And my little one plays soccer. Well, they both play soccer, but my little one's really into it. Talk to the parents, Hillary. When your parents were starting to root you on and put you into team sports, were they the parents that sat back and rooted for you but didn't get involved? I mean, because nowadays, parents get a little over-involved, right? And they're screaming things at the coach and screaming out onto the field. Speak about what you see going on today.
Yeah, I think a lot of what's happening today is parents are sort of trying to live vicariously through their children and not necessarily allow the child to develop in his or her sport. And that was one of the bigger things that I'm fortunate for is having an upbringing where my parents said that I could play a sport if it was my commitment. So they brought me to the game and they cheered me on and supported me, but never were they overly involved where it didn't become my sport anymore. So I'm fortunate that they were active parents in what I was doing, but they didn't yell at the referees or the umpires or, you know, whoever's managing the game or the coaches, but allowed me to sort of find my way and find my passion within each sport.
And did they drive you around from travel sports and do all of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I actually have three other brothers, so it was definitely a busy schedule. So I'd come down in the morning and my initials and where I was going for the day and all my brothers' initials and where they were going. And it turns out that my mom, you know, sometimes had to drop me earlier or I'd have to carpool with another family. And that's where a lot of my passion developed because there's a lot of time that goes into shuttling kids around for different sports. And, hanging around the rink a couple extra hours before practice really allowed me to see the older kids and what I needed to do to get better. And it really instilled this drive within me.
So speak to parents, Hillary. How, you know, parents are letting their kids play video games and they're letting them watch too much TV these days. And we certainly have a childhood obesity epidemic in this country. Give them your best advice for getting their kids out there because the kids say, what am I going to do outside? It's almost like a punishment to throw them outside.
Yeah, no, I hear you. School's different now, too. I remember when I was in school, we had PE or physical education, and we were forced for a grade to participate in something active. And I now know some schools aren't as fortunate to have that these days. But I think the biggest thing for me when I was younger was my mom, if she saw us watching TV, she would come in and say, all right, kids, get out of the house. TV's off. Or, she limited the number of video games we had. We were only allowed to have a Game Boy or a PlayStation if we were traveling in the car or on an airplane. So really when you're at home, make sure you're going out there and participating within the community somehow. Even if it's raking leaves or shoveling the driveway or whatever it is, just find something to do and have fun doing it. Make a game out of it.
Now, were you a healthy eater as a child, Hillary?
I actually was not. And I got away with a lot of different foods just because we were on the road so often, but that's because we didn't have healthy options. And there wasn't that much awareness for sort of a conscious, healthy lifestyle approach to your eating. I did go to the McDonald's. I did go to the Wendy's. And in high school, I was actually a little bit bigger than I probably should have been at a healthier weight. So now I'm fortunate that I was able to make the national team and be inspired by healthy, other active women as role models and sort of hop on the bandwagon there. But if I didn't have that, And my mom was conscious, you know, telling me, all right, you need to eat better, eat more healthier or healthily. Then I probably wouldn't be where I am today. But I remember a story that my mom won't tell me, but my brother will, is that we used to have soda in the household. And this is before schools took sodas away and whatnot. But my mother turned to my brother when he asked why we can't have soda anymore. And she said, Hillary will never make the national team for ice hockey if we have soda in this household. So she knew the entire time, but it took me a while to figure it out myself.
Well, and kids don't realize it. And now, of course, it's not so much in the school, but speak to the kids a little bit, Hillary. Give them your best advice for motivation. You know, not everybody is going to be an Olympian and not everybody is going to make national teams, but they can still get involved in sports and still have fun doing something they love. Give them your best advice for that.
Yeah, I think growing up, I was a shy kid, so I understand if it's sort of a daunting experience to try and get out there and get involved with other kids, or maybe you don't feel as fast or as big to compete as the other kids do, but you're going to have a lot of fun. So just take the first step and go out there and maybe throw the ball or kick the soccer ball or, you know, shoot a puck for if it's ice hockey. Whatever it is, just try it at least once. And then if you like it a little bit, maybe try it again. But if anything, playing with other kids, you're going to meet kids your age and create friendships and really build a great experience. And at the end of the day, sports are a lot of fun, but it's also the experiences that you can take away with playing sports.
Do you think that too many parents put their kids out on the field or on the ice or someplace and say, oh, my kid's going to be, you know, going all the way with this, and so they have unrealistic expectations?
Yeah, I definitely think there are unrealistic expectations, but I think if you weren't a parent and you didn't want your child to succeed as you know, the loftiest goal that there is, you know, maybe you aren't pushing them, or not pushing them, but maybe you don't have enough, you know, drive for them within the sport. But at the same time, you have to also recognize that it's your child's opportunity to meet other kids and really get out there and be healthy. And at the end of the day, a sport is simply a sport, and it's out there to have fun. Kids aren't making millions of dollars on different sports, and if they are, I want to know which ones, because I'll sign up. But it's, at the end of the day, it's fun, and you have to have a sport that you like. And you know, maybe your parents think that you'll be on the national team, and that's a great goal, but until then, there's a lot of years and a lot of steps and a lot of training. So if you continue to have fun and achieve each step in training, then maybe you'll be there.
Well, that is really, really great advice, and certainly with the childhood obesity problem, we need more kids to get out there and get active. And so what are you involved in just the last minute here?
I'm actually involved in the National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, and I got involved because childhood obesity poses a serious threat to children in the U.S., and now September is recognized as the National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, so I think it's a great opportunity to have a month recognized for childhood obesity, because it allows different national organizations to help educate the public about obesity and increase awareness of childhood obesity. And it ultimately helps allow us to take steps to reduce and prevent childhood obesity. And, you know, I just came across an interesting fact that it takes up about $14 billion per year in direct health costs alone. So there's all these different facets of ways that we can reduce costs and reduce risk, but it all comes down to knowing that the children are the future and really getting out there and setting good examples for them and trying to promote this healthy and active lifestyle.
Well, it certainly does, and September is Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, so parents, get out there with your kids, throw the ball around, get out on the soccer field, play basketball, shoot hoops. Do whatever it takes to get your children away from the video games and off the couch, and try and eat healthy, because if you don't role model, if you don't like Brussels sprouts, your kids aren't going to eat them. So we have to do it together. Thank you so much, Hillary Knight. And remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.